It's been a tough year for Dale Bennett. A wildfire nearly burned down his house in Mayer, tucked into the desert hills of central Arizona. He says the whole place was black with ash.
And whatever's in that red retardant, because this whole place got hit with the slurry bomber when they came through.
Bennett collects rainwater off his roof in a big plastic barrel to water his garden. He's not too worried about the Superfund site 10 miles away, where an old mine left elevated levels of arsenic and lead. But the wildfire and the floods that followed made him wonder, is the rainwater really safe?
It grows good gourds, that's it, and it probably would grow great big carrots or anything like that, but should you eat them? That's a whole different story.
This year, he didn't plant any vegetables, just gourds to carve into artwork. Enormous gourds. Each one is 20 or 30 pounds. Bennett is convinced something in the rainwater made them extra big.
What it is, if it's good, bad, who knows, but there's obviously something in it.
He signed up for Project Harvest to answer that question. It's a community-driven research project to check for contaminants in garden soil, harvested rainwater, and vegetables. On sample collection day, Margaret Dewey drove from the neighboring town of Dewey Humboldt to help Bennett.
Oh my gosh, that's a gourd?
It's a gourd.
Woo!
Dewey is the local health promoter, or promotora. She says Project Harvest was inspired by community concerns about the Superfund site in Dewey Humboldt, just a few miles from her house. The U.S. Environmental Protection Agency is investigating the site, but cleanup hasn't started yet.
I think probably my edible plants are better than what I would get in the grocery store no matter what. But it'll be nice to know whether or not there's anything coming out of the sky or off my roof that I need to be careful of.
Half of the participants get do-it-yourself kits to test for arsenic and harmful bacteria. The other half, including Bennett, send samples to a laboratory in Tucson for more detailed tests. Bennett pulls on a pair of sterile gloves while Dewey reads from the instruction manual.
Orange, organic, yellow, inorganic. We have everything coated, but...
Bennett fills several glass vials with water from his rain barrel. He'll repeat the process four times a year at the beginning and end of each rainy season. Next, he stakes out a plot in his garden and shovels up a bucket full of soil.
Just one scoop?
Yeah, we fill it up to this line here.
Dewey will send the samples to a laboratory at the University of Arizona, where chemists and biologists will check for heavy metals, pesticides, and E. coli. Participants get their results back at the end of the year. Environmental health scientist Monica Ramirez-Andriotta is the lead investigator.
So I'm very much about democratizing science, and I believe that with environmental health challenges, you have to go to where the people are at and talk to them.
Ramirez-Andriotta wants to build trust between scientists like herself and communities like Dewey Humboldt. But she also believes everyone is a scientist. People who live in potentially contaminated areas can find the answers themselves and take control of their own health.
We live in a time now where you're zip code could be more important than your genetic code. Where you live and your environmental exposures are playing a larger role in our health outcomes than we ever thought they would.
The five-year project is funded by the National Science Foundation and ends in 2021. For KNAU, I'm Melissa Sivigny in Flagstaff.